taxes, Obama, and campaign ads. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We've only just begun when we talk about the campaign season. Though it's pretty close to us, November 6th, it actually, in terms of advertising, has just started. Oh, my. If you're sick of the campaign ads already, then you just better turn your head away and watch less TV, because get ready, the avalanche is coming. President Obama is launching a new ad that questions whether Mitt Romney paid any income taxes in the past. That's pretty much the bullseye, and it's going to be for most of the ads, I think. Also, Romney and Obama both are complaining about attack ads, but the funny thing is they're benefiting from both of them. The White House on Thursday said that they've been helped as well as harmed, and Mitt Romney is admitting much the same thing. So why are they complaining? They blame each other pretty much in the sparring of the ads. But Romney said of the president's campaign, they just blast ahead with ads that have been judged false by independent fact checkers. Here's the quote. He says, "I don't know what ever happened to a campaign of hope and change." He was mocking the 2008 deal. He said, I don't understand. He says that I don't understand what happened with hope and change, and kind of went along the same way. Obama mentioned that over the next 3 months, you're going to see negative ads and that the blame lies with outside groups backing Mitt Romney, referring to super PACs. And he even said the super PACs, these guys are writing $10 million checks and giving them to Mr. Romney supporters, but Obama gets super PAC money too. So talk about not really sure what you're talking about. Obama was speaking. When he was speaking, he unleashed another thing that Romney had paid no federal taxes. And in the ad, it says, "We don't know," then quickly shows that Romney once personally approved over $70 million in fictional losses to the IRS as part of one of the largest tax avoidance schemes in history. Ooh. And I said it, this is just the beginning of the ad wars. There's going to be more back and forth to come, a lot of back and forth on probably all kinds of things, even though mostly the economy is the big deal. The economy is that middle ground. They're both fighting for ownership of, I'm the one that can take us forward, whether it's I'm the incumbent and we have more work to do, or whether it's Romney and this guy's already had 4 years, so why would you give him another four? But get ready. Put the helmet on, because you're going to hear a lot of negative ads. Just do an experiment. If you're listening to primetime, watching primetime TV, write down for me how many ads you see starting next month. And whatever nook and cranny you hail from, you're going to see some of those ads. Absolutely. All right, so Mitt Romney has a couple of other things on his plate. This is where we start, as we kind of do a little mashup politically, getting you caught up to date, because this show in 2 weeks is going to be in Tampa for the Republican convention. Woohoo! Should be exciting. The conservatives will play a big role at the convention, but Mitt Romney is still struggling to win over a lot of conservatives. This is part of waiting to name, I think, a running mate. The more conservative activists are trying to push him to name somebody has Tea Party connections, there's probably more of a chance that that'll happen. Paul Ryan is one of the heavy favorites. He heads the House Budget Committee, and, of course, he is the author of the House-passed budget that would slash federal spending and overhaul Social Security and Medicare. But the problems that Romney's having with conservatives are all kinds of different things from his days as the Massachusetts governor, especially health care, because it's a touchy subject and hard to explain away. And it was a model for Obama's health care overhaul, which Romney, of course, is saying it's no such thing and is condemning it. So that's one of the things he has to certainly overcome. Romney needs to stroke the Republican base, although what do you do with the independents? Certainly he's raised enough money, that's for sure, and this bus trip through the battleground states and a decision on a running mate are probably coming sometime soon. All right, speaking of decisions, coming up on this Hour of America tonight, deciding what to go and see over the weekend, the new Bourne movie is out. And there are a couple of other comedies, too, that people have on their radar. So we have our cheap movie review coming your way. And we're going to talk to members of a band called Robotics. They're all kids under 15 years old. They've already been on Ellen and a couple of other shows. Tremendously talented kids. It starts there now. They start at the boy band level. And then you are catapulted or not into success. So it'll be fun to chat with them for a few minutes as they go through the world of trying to cut a single and then ultimately an album. Can you imagine? I can't, since I don't have that musical ability. I am a fan, a big fan of music, but never was musically inclined. The drummer for this group, and we'll say that, has been pretty much playing since he was out of the womb and really had it down. So, I don't know, maybe it's one of these rare gifted situations. If you're picking it up that young, there has to be probably something more to it, which is very cool. Just naturally talented. How about that? And in between all of it, we're going to mix in some odds and ends. It's not just about politics. There are other things that people are tweeting about, and a lot of it has to do with weather, because there's a break in the weather in the Midwest, in Missouri, in Illinois. They're getting cooler temperatures, which makes for a much better weekend, since we're staring down the barrel of another weekend. And I know I feel you when you have burned lawns that look like hay, and you're trying desperately to save some flowers, because I have been there and back a couple of different times. It's just what you deal with when you live in the great state of Texas. You're never quite sure. You're hoping you're going to get that, you know, you're hoping you're going to get that rain that will sustain the growth in the front of your lawn or in the back of your lawn, but it gets hard, I'm telling you. Here's a picture. I want you to picture my lawn. I'm going to give you a little insight into the Kate Delaney skills. I just watered it. It was like hay on one side, beautiful on the other. Water, 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 when it was my turn to water. And I see things sprouting up, but just here and there. So you have hay and a bunch of green here and there. It's just brutal. Rough.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,611.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,651.99, $826 for a half ounce, or $413 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,651.99, $826, and $413.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through that alone I'm breaking wall, I see you my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
A little O&E as we head into the weekend. Then coming up, we've got movies and the kid group we're going to introduce you to for fun. We thought it'd be kind of cool to delve into what it's like to be a child playing in a band that has all this potential, kind of like the Olympic athletes. So many of them are young when they start down that path, especially the gymnasts. And you see these interviews with these little girls, and they want to be, they're watching the gymnasts on TV. They want to be just like them. And the same thing with the swimmers. They want to be just like the Olympic athletes, and they spend day after day after day, hour after hour in the pool or in the gymnasium. Ooh, that is dedication at a very young age. Okay, big odds and end on the day. Zimmerman prosecutors released some crazy evidence. I think with Zimmerman, he's not going to do any jail time for the killing of Trayvon Martin. There's been a lot of bungled things that have happened along the way. And even Zimmerman himself has had some missteps, but those are missteps that can easily have to do more with, oh, my wife saying how much money we had versus what the money was being raised on the websites and what they went through with that, and a few other little things. But Florida prosecutors screwed up by releasing a treasure trove of awful evidence in the case of Zimmerman by including a photo of Trayvon Martin's body after he was shot to death by the watchman. And this was supposed to be for only the lawyers and the judge as part of the discovery process, and it was included to stuff that was sent to the media. And besides that photo, they released college transcripts that showed that he got a D in criminal justice when he was in college, and that he was on academic probation at school when he was expelled after the shooting, and a whole bunch of other things, because the documents were in the records that were distributed by Angela Corey's office. Remember, she was a special prosecutor, and that doesn't help any. Remember, Martin was killed while walking through a gated community in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch guy, says he was attacked by Martin and shot him with his licensed gun while he was fearing for his life. The Sanford cops released Zimmerman, but then all of you know the saga. He was charged 44 days later by Angela Corey, the special prosecutor, after lots of protests and all this other stuff. So how will this play out? I think it probably helps Zimmerman a little bit. Regardless, I think Zimmerman absolutely walks away from this. Absolutely. If I were on an Alaskan airliner and I saw this, I might be a little freaked out. And this has outraged a few people. They're talking about the wing note. What happened was a passenger on the flight that was headed to Seattle looked out the window, as we all do, looking at the clouds, trying to kill time, whatever. And then there was a damaged area on the wing with a handwritten note that said, "We know about this." Oh, my. So there were all kinds of comments on Twitter and other media sites, because the person who saw it put it out there. The spokesperson for the airliner said it was approved trim repair to the corner flap on the right wing. So the maintenance tech wrote it to let the flight crew know. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Hey, we all know about this. But the message, this is just like text messages. The shorthand that people don't understand and sometimes is misconstrued. So the message was part of someone's intention, good intention, to let them know it was okay. But the wing note was, they're saying, was not appropriate and didn't follow company procedures. Too bad that there was a passenger that didn't have an iPad and wasn't plugged into a movie and noticed that on the wing. Because it could end up costing this guy his job, or maybe he gets suspended. But you can be sure that something will come from it. You just know something will come from it. Oh, my, oh, my. We move from that to this crazy story out of Pittsburgh. This is definitely one of your ends, about a bowling ball being the final spot of or resting place for a terminal cancer patient. Tony Garino's passion was all about bowling. His father and his uncle liked to bowl, so he's done it for 40 years and made a lot of friends through the game and had some near misses before one perfect game and that kind of stuff. So he decided his wish was to be buried in a bowling ball, you know, to have the ashes and to go that way. And my question is, so what do they do with the bowling ball then? What are they going to do with the bowling ball? They're certainly not going to use it, I would think. I don't know. It's, everybody has their right to go how they want to go and to be buried how they want to be buried. But, what they're going to do is, they're going to apparently drill a hole in it and put his ashes into it and put it in a bowling ball bag and use that as kind of the resting spot. So if people wanted to, there's no flowers. I mean, you're not putting any flowers outside this bowling ball, going to the widow's house, ringing the doorbell, hey, I want to talk to Tony. You know, people, that's closure for some people when they go to graveyards and they can see a headstone and can have a conversation and put some flowers out or whatever. But I seriously doubt you're going to see people that are going to line up to go to the widow's house so that they can have a conversation with the bowling ball. It's kind of unique, to be sure, but maybe upon further review, he might not want to do that. I'm just thinking. Or maybe just a little bit of him is in the bowling ball and the rest is someplace else. All right, this is crazy. All kinds of things happen in the emergency room. People have things removed that you wouldn't believe. Doctors removed a Lego wheel from a kid's nose after 3 years. Oh, man. So imagine what breathing is like now. The toy had been stuck up there for that long. 6-year-old Isaac Lason started having sinus problems when he was 3. His parents brought him to several doctors before they found out the real problem. A Lego tire was stuck there. He doesn't remember putting the piece there. Of course, he was only 3. His parents say since the toy was removed, he has more energy, more appetite, and he can finally sleep. Oh, is that the craziest thing? It just shows you that you have to watch your kids like hawks. Because you don't know what they're, if you turn your back for a second, who knows what they're doing. And it's the tiniest wheel. So you can see how it would get stuck. And he didn't realize it. I'm certain that it was up there, or he would have pointed or said something. All right, this is just flat out freaky, and I apologize for telling you this story. You know, the whole urban legends about spiders and all this kind of stuff. This happened at a hospital. A spider was in an itchy ear, turned out to be, for one woman, that she had a small spider living in her ear canal. It crawled inside while she was sleeping. So that's what happened. They found it because they looked at a camera and they found the creature in there. The spider would drill its barbs deeper, scratching the ear canal. That was the itching. So doctors removed it by pouring saline solution into the ear canal and flushing it out. Oh, that would be too much for me. Oh, to see that. I mean, I guess it's relief, of course. But they saw the spider's foot emerging from the ear, and they said the woman almost started crying. Oh, that's got to be one of the worst stories I've ever heard. Is that terrible? Oh, stay with us.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
If you go away in the night this weekend, you might be running off to see the Bourne movie. We're going to the movies. That's a big hint. Lots of previews for this one all over the tube. So if you're watching the Olympics, I guarantee you saw a trailer or two for the Bourne flick. Now, this what's interesting here is no Matt Damon in this one. There is the reference to Matt Damon, but this is the Bourne project, so the new star of this one anyway, the legacy, is an actor I really, really like. We're going to let you first hear the snippet of it, and then we'll talk about it. But here is, we're pulling back the curtain on the Bourne legacy.
What's your name?
Cat Kitson.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir. There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You want the strength to do what's necessary.
How is he?
He's cramped.
Oh, that has healed well.
What do you think that we do out there, Doc?
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
It's Aaron Cross. We have never seen evaluations like this. He's Treadstone without the inconsistency.
I've never met anybody in the program.
So how many of us are there?
You asked too many questions.
Jason Bourne is in Manhattan.
Confirmed.
What?
That's all I have. Gotta go.
People, listen up. This is a national security emergency.
The FBI is investigating links between Treadstone and this man, Jason Bourne.
I go down for this, Mark. You were given a Ferrari, and your people treated it like a lawnmower.
You're asking me to wipe the most valuable assets we've ever put in the field.
You start to consider the magnitude of what we're facing if this moves sideways on us? Meaning what?
Meaning we will burn the program to the ground.
Thank you.
think that Jason Bourne was the whole story? There's a lot more going on here.
You've had alterations to two different chromosomes. It's the most exciting development in the history of the science.
Well, I'm not just a science project.
I gave them everything. We both did.
All right, Jeremy Renner is the actor who is now in the starring role. It's pretty self-explanatory. That was actually a great trailer talking about the project, the Bourne Project, and the species that they are, or the exciting specimens they are, unstoppable, and how will they stop this program. It looks pretty good. It actually looks like it would be worth a trip to the movies, because on the big screen, certainly more exciting than seeing it on the small box. But either way, a must-see for me. These are exactly the kind of movies that I like. I'm sure at some point I'll see it, and I'll give you my cheap movie review afterwards. Now for something completely different, segging into our next flick that also is being pumped out there heavily, called The Campaign.
How's my hair?
Strong. So strong.
My hair could lift a car off a baby if it had to.
Absolutely.
Well, I like to hear it.
Education is our future. Farmers are this nation's backbone.
Bankers. Women.
Veterans. Filipino tilt-a-whirl operators are this nation's backbone.
Salamat.
Cam Brady will win his fifth term in Congress simply by signing the registration ballot.
That's one of the perks of running unopposed.
Let's get this bad boy signed.
I don't know if that's supposed to be Tisha or Paul. Hey.
Who is that guy?
This has been my dream, running for office.
You're challenging our four-term congressman. How do you expect to do that?
Did I say that again? Now that I'm running for Congress,
we're going to be under a lot of scrutiny.
Anybody have anything that they want to share with us?
I said the Lord's name in vain at school.
Is that it?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wiener.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm going to smoke that clown.
We've got some work to do, right?
How you doing?
Hate to break it to you, friend, but your balloon's getting ready to pop. And that balloon's full of your own butt, too.
Are you trying to trash talk me? Your mama's like a vacuum cleaner. She sucks, she blows, and gets laid in a closet. That's what nuts feel like.
Washington, D.C. is a mess.
How do you say it's a mess in Hebrew?
Balagan.
Donkey Kong?
You want a holy war, little man?
Shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey. Oh,
they want to get my gold on the ceiling.
I refuse to lose, and I will win.
This dog has a lot of fight in it.
Marty Huggins? What do you got there? Is that a crossbow?
Ah! Ho! Oh, Blackhawk down!
Gentlemen, we've got some babies to kiss.
That's my baby to kiss.
He just punched the baby. Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
All right, you have to love Will Ferrell. I think he's funny on almost anything I see him in. So you get the gist of this, too. Pretty self-explanatory. They're running for office and yucking it up, over-the-top parodies. Be a good rental. Don't know if I would go and see it on the big screen, but has the potential few funny moments anyway. This is also being pumped, so movies, 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 and more movies are trying to get you to go see. All three that we're featuring have been heavily featured during the Olympics. Meryl Streep is in this one, and Tommy Lee Jones, so some big firepower, counting on the older audiences to go out and check out this flick called Hope Springs.
Happy anniversary.
They are so beautiful.
Beautiful. Both, Arnold.
Mm-hmm. So what did you guys get each other?
Yeah, 31. What gift is that? Silver, ivory. Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription. Oh, great. It's a lot of channels. If you wonder, it feels like Arnold and I aren't going towards anything anymore. I want a real marriage again.
I think for that to happen, we'd have to risk everything just to shake things up.
It's not impossible, and it's not too late.
You want to go to intensive couples counseling in Maine?
The flight leaves tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.
I hope you're happy.
Kate and Arnold, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight, I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
I think we better stop.
I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith and try something.
I'm looking for sex tips for a straight woman from a gay man.
It's most likely way out of your comfort zone.
I'm just not... That's not me. I just can't do that.
You come up here, you spend 1 week, and you're supposed to have a new marriage?
Arnold, your wife is very unhappy, and you have to ask yourself, have I done all I could?
Trying to get the old magic back?
Join the club, honey.
Who in here is not having sex?
It's not too late for anyone who truly wants it and is willing to try.
I wonder if he talks to his wife like that. Mildred, I find it very interesting that you are naked.
But you gotta keep your head up.
We're doing so well, we might be able to get out of here early. Okay, what? Next step. What is it? Write a poem, hold hands and talk, sing a serenade?
It's sex.
What? We should just get our things and go. Keep your head up. You can let your
head down. Did you have fantasies?
The threesome.
With?
Carol.
Carol with the corgis?
Hi!
You got another corgi!
I know.
But three's the limit.
All right, you can tell there was obviously some humorous moments in that. Streep is popular, so is Tommy Lee Jones. And I already mentioned this, I'm sure an older crowd will go out and check this out at the movie theaters. And it could do well in the DVD sections, too. Of course, this is probably a good, rental. And maybe you can just do the rental thing on it. I don't think that any of these movies, all three of them, except for Bourne. Bourne over the weekend, you could see some big crowds that want to go out and check it out. But the other two, you relatively easy time, I would imagine, getting in to see it. All right, coming up on ATN, I mentioned this already now a couple of times this hour, we're going to talk to some kids in a boy band called Robotics. And you can, it's great to hear with all this crappy news we constantly are talking about and the buzz over your backyard fence and what it's about. These kids are happy, excited about the opportunities that they have in front of them. Imagine being 8 years old and cutting an album. Imagine playing the drums since you were one. I honestly can't. That's next on ATN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I am so excited to introduce, in a manner of speaking, to the world of radio, this awesome kid band that really doesn't sound like a kid band. Whatever is in your imagination, put it aside. These kids rock, I am telling you. Their album is coming out soon. In fact, Ellen came calling. There have been numerous stories written about them, and I am so excited to introduce them to you on the radio here on America Tonight. Let's just say we have Brandon and Jared and Logan and Angelina Baez is with us. She's got the sweet sound. She's the lead singer. And you can all talk to me at once on this one. Hey, gang, how are you?
We're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I love that. All right, let's start with Angelina. Angelina, how long has your band Robotics been together?
Well, actually, I just joined the band, and the rest of them have been together for a while. Brendan, Logan, and Jared have been together for a while, and they were looking for a great lead guitarist and a great singer, and they picked me up on YouTube, and they found our other guitarist, Yudo.
Yudo, yeah, Yudo was on the Ellen Show and was on the stage with Ozzy Osbourne, is right, Angelina?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very, very cool. All right, so Logan Robot Gladden is just a mere 8 years old, but a mighty drummer, unbelievable drummer. Logan, did you start drumming when you were two? How did you learn all those skills at such a young age?
Well, I started playing drums whenever I was just 1 year old. And so I just was watching all these videos online and on my TV. I just plugged in DVDs of Led Zeppelin and Kiss and all my favorite bands, the Beatles. And I just played in front of the TV, and ever since then, it was great.
So, Logan, what's the reaction with your classmates to some of the success Robotics is having? Are they excited for you?
Yes, they're really excited, and I couldn't have done it without this band.
I love it. All right, Brandon and Jared are also in the wings. Brandon, tell us a little bit about how or what you do with the band. How long have you been with the band, and what's your role?
I've been with the band for about 2 years. Me, Robot, and Jared have started the band at a local rock school, and I was initially doing most of the solos, but when we met Yuto, he was an amazing guitarist, so I do most of the rhythm guitar now.
Very cool. All right, so that's Brendan James. And then
yes.
Jared, we also have you in the wing. So, you know, just like Paul McCartney back in the day would introduce his bandmates, and anybody worth their salt in a group always gives credit to their bandmates. How much fun do you have, Jared, with your friends here playing in Robotics?
Oh, it's always so much fun with these guys. I always have lots of fun.
What is, Jared, what's the goal? What's the goal of the band? I mean, obviously it's to have fun and to play in this band, but what do you hope happens with Robotics?
I hope one day that we get to Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden, I love it. A confident guy. I know you're getting there. You already put it out there, definitely. Angelina, so you're the lone female singer. What do you do to work on your voice? Who's your favorite singer, too?
Well, my favorite singer, that's a tough one. Actually, I love a lot of singers. I like different types of singers. I probably wouldn't just pick one. They're all great. But, I mean, Brendan's a pretty good singer, too. He really helps me out.
He helps you out on that. Okay. And you practice in somebody. Do you Logan, do you go to different houses? Do you go to your, you know, play in your parents' garages, or is it mostly at your house, or how do you all meet up?
Well, like we said, that Brendan and me and Jared have been together for a few years, and so we used to practice in my garage, and we did there for about 1 year, and then we decided to play at the bass player's house because it had a lot more space and stuff, and so then from there on, we went to all these other places, like big events, like I think our last place we played at was Trees. It's a venue, and it's really big. Nirvana's actually played there and stuff, and, yeah, I guess so.
So let me ask you this, Jared. Who writes your tunes for you? Who puts it all together? Because I mentioned this right at the top, that you have an album coming out later this year, and, of course, we got your single, Psych. So how did you pull that together? Did you all chip in on that, on the sound of that, or how did that work out?
Well, we were discovered by a big recording artist, and his name is Aaron Sterling, and we had L.A. songwriters do really good jobs and
write the song for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the song together for you. So when you have something like that happen to you, Logan, Does that make you feel pretty confident? That's why you're saying the goal is to play Madison Square Garden when you have somebody come in and tell you, boy, you sound really good, and somebody from Los Angeles pulls a song together for you, and then ultimately this album. Does that make you feel pretty confident, huh? Logan?
Oh.
That's okay. What do you think, Logan?
I think it makes me feel really confident, and I really like this band a lot, so we have a lot of fun, too.
So now, have you played in front of the school? I mentioned what do your classmates think, but have you played at any kind of school assemblies or anything?
Well, I did it whenever I was in kindergarten. I did a kindergarten talent show, and at the end, actually, all these girls surrounded me. It was really fun. I signed their arms and foreheads. It was really fun.
All right, you guys are all terrific robotics. We can't wait to see what happens in your future, budding stars. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, interesting, in the midst of all the things that are happening, that we're constantly chewing up and spitting out what's happening politically, and we're on the road to Tampa, so we're broadcasting from the convention and whatnot. I thought it'd be fun to sneak in some innocence. You can tell how vibrant those kids are and excited about their future. And some of the famous singers, like, you know, Britney Spears is a great example of that. Christine Aguilera, another example, coming out of the chute young and finding footing and continuing to still thrive today. Justin Timberlake, I mentioned when I was saying they were coming on the air. There's a kid who had a lot of talent in some different areas and certainly made the most of it, but started out as just a kid doing the Mickey Mouse Club stuff, and then ultimately in a boy band. It's kind of the sky's the limit if you're starting young and you have the right producer, or so it seems. So we wish them the best. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to America Tonight. The intern, mahalo, and the extraordinary work of Donovan Madsen. And congratulations to all our Olympic athletes. Way to go. Make it count.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.